this is Elizabeth Joyce with another Let's Find Out. And that was my close friend William Vitalis singing a song that he authored. It's called Open My Eyes to the World. And really, some of you should listen to that entire song. It just is asking God to open our hearts and our minds to the world. It's beautiful. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the world, the solar system, the galaxy, and the entire universe. I have a very special guest. Her name is Debbie West, and she works with NASA and USO and Space Contact. Isn't that fabulous? So I have so many things I want to talk to her about, and I'm excited. Of course, when you've been meditating as long as I have, you do realize that there is such a thing as other civilizations, and that there is proceeding right now the advancement of our own species. And that is from my heart. And if you read my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and add to it the spiritual chakras, you'll get the idea. Anyway, I'm introducing Debbie West. Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Hello, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Tell me a little bit about you. Tell me how you began in all this earth and ascension, and what does it all mean for you?
So I first started writing, I'm a reporter, and I first started writing articles on the Mars rovers, the Curiosity, and the Hubble Space Telescope. As a scientific reporter, they were published in trade magazines. And after about 2012, I started hearing a lot about the Earth shifting into a new time space and the end of the Mayan calendar being the start of our ability to interact with other civilizations. And I found that truly fascinating. So I began on my own as sort of a hobby, a radio show called Lost Knowledge, where I was able to interview a lot of scientists and astronauts and physicists and so on to kind of get the scoop on that story for myself. And what happened in the progress of doing that was I found that the disconnect between what mainstream was willing to listen to, called mainstream media, and what the alternative media, which is what I called it at the time, such as internet radio and blogs and podcasts and things like that, were at a disconnect, and they weren't necessarily talking about the same things in the same way. So recently I started a website called Texas Space News. And as we're merging the two fields, I think the ufology field, the metaphysical field, the world of alternative medicine, ancient civilizations, and ancient philosophies on who we are and why we're on this planet, and we're actually becoming a spacefaring civilization, as we're seeing with NASA and the other space agencies around the world, that we are coming into a time period where we are able to merge all of these forward-thinking thought leaders' views into our current worldview.
Well, the most wonderful thing about it is that this was supposed to happen in this millennium. This is a very different millennium than the 21st century. It really is, in the 20th century, excuse me. I mean, back in the 20th century, you had to be right or wrong. We believed in punishment. We believed that you had to pay for the wrongs that you did. But nobody understood the emotional root of the responses from other people. Now, we're 16 years into the 21st century, and we are beginning to soften and to change our views. That has to do with consciousness. It has to do with ascension. At the end of the 20th century, we moved into something called the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension was not, I have to see it to believe it. The fourth dimension starts to begin in magic. It starts to believe in things. Things are possible. Nothing is coincidence. And we're going to move ahead investigating that. So then what you can do when you open up to that idea is you can bring more proof, more evidence into your field of consciousness, which of course creates expansion and evolving. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited that we're beginning to understand. We're also beginning to soften our view towards people and not be quite as hard on them, which I think in the long run is going to have our species grow and embrace some new things, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And that was one of the things that I first started hearing was that we were going to become a new species. And I was very curious about what that could mean. And this evolution of consciousness that you talk about, this shift into a new time space, the cosmology behind all of that is very real. It was left to us by the ancient Mayan culture, and they have a view on how we can describe what we're becoming from a planetary perspective and then into a galactic view. It's a little different than the way we have our day-to-day lives designed right now. We're still in between, so we have a materialistic view and we have a linear time perspective. But honestly, Elizabeth, I am seeing so many people talk about things like their multidimensional side of themselves and their understanding that they're here as co-creators of this new species, that it's very convincing that this is actually what is happening to this entire planet.
But unfortunately, Debbie, it's only happening to less than 5% of the people, which is why I wrote the book Ascension, because this book that I wrote helps people to process, explains everything, and also even shows us our fifth dimension ailments that we're going to get as we begin to raise our consciousness. How many people do you know take the time to meditate? How many people do you know ask, why is this response coming to me? What is happening with the other person? We don't do that. We use something called the ego, E-G-O, easing God out. And yes, people are explaining it in different forms, and they're explaining it in more hardcore linear forms, but still what's happening, even in our sleep and even in our meditations, is we are becoming multidimensional. We have no choice because we really are multidimensional. That's the secret. So what is NASA and other space agencies doing to enhance this idea?
Well, so one of the things that I have found by attending the Commercial Space Symposium here in Houston and also various press conferences at NASA and Boeing is, one, that the U.S. is the largest space program in the world. We have not shut down our space program by any means, as some people had previously thought. We invest over $300 billion in space, the largest program in the world. The NASA just released 52 patents into the public sector, which is allowing the commercialization of many of the technologies that were privately government-owned and sanctioned. We are becoming a completely spacefaring civilization. We will have many, many orbital platforms in low Earth orbit. They're already being built. There's many, many space programs that are occurring now, not just Mars, the colonization of Mars, which is well underway and scheduled to be fully populated in 2030. But all of these things are real time, really happening. And, you know, what's a little perturbing or unusual to me is in the news media, we don't talk about these fascinating things. This is to me, a very important time in our history, and should be the focus of our nightly news.
Well, I'm telling you why it's not. Number one, it's all funded by private people. Number two, we already know that men have walked on Mars. There's so much money and so much space going on in private companies and private sectors that since it isn't the government, they're not reporting it. I guess it has to do, again, with ego, and I'm not going to let them own the world. But we do know that the Hilton Hotels has signed a contract to build hotels on Mars. We know that. And, of course, it's only logical that we think we can build on Mars. And it's only logical that we have the technology now, which we did not have when we came into the century, to support life on Mars, even though some of it may be in very, very tightly regulated buildings so that we can breathe as well as underground.
So one of the other fascinating things is that on the other side, you have a lot of talk about, you know, what did happen on Mars? Was the planet inhabited maybe millions of years ago? And was there some sort of atomic destruction millions of years ago. So, you know, you do have some debate over the science behind that. There has been a lot of analysis done from a couple of scientists through NASA that have discussed that. So we are coming up with more questions than answers as we venture into space.
Of course, that's only natural. The nanotechnology, what is that? Can you explain that?
So nanotechnology is the study of things at the subatomic level. And I edit a magazine called Nanoscientific. And with our current tools, we're able to finally, just in the last 10 years, see and visualize and image things like cells as they react to chemical or electrical stimulants.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a huge breakthrough. And nanotechnology is also one of the pioneering industries, billions and billions of dollars through the government and the our private sector is being spent on nanotech because it changes everything. It changes our medicine, our energy, our healthcare. It actually will drive us towards this reinvention of ourselves and of our planet.
Well, we're already reinventing ourselves, and nanotechnology has nothing to do with it. To me, it has to do with our spine, our new chakras, and meditation. So that's going to happen whether they continue or not, which is good for us. But nanotechnology is fascinating. I used to work for a mad scientist. His name was Dr. Norman Haber. And this was back in the 80s when my children were in school. And what he did with an electrical charge is separate rocks into their own particles, which was, of course, subatomic. And he could, like, take gold and separate it from all of the other material elements around it. That was what his focus was. And of course, that probably was the beginning of what we're doing now. And I do think that it's wonderful the way this will be used in medicine. But it also means that our technology is growing. What do you see with that? That means our flight, our televisions, and our communication.
I mean, we have artificial intelligence. We have, you know, robotic intelligence. There's no end to what we can achieve with technology. But as you just said, Elizabeth, you know, what's more advanced than any technology is our human abilities. So as we expand those chakras that you talk about, as we enter into a new time space and expand ourselves, we then become able to, you know, communicate telepathically, remote view, astral travel, become light-bodied beings that are immortal. So the transition into this new species on a new earth is a very multidimensional experience, you know, like you said, not just technological.
Well, I know, because the most exciting thing is, Debbie, that we have been astral traveling and we have been doing remote viewing for years. You look at Russia, for example, back in World War II, and of course you know that we go back to the time of Atlantis, that we certainly did it before then. But the thing that I find very comical, and I say it to everybody, is that can you imagine trying to put a bullet through a light being? I mean, what is this about war and warheads going off the planet? That's ridiculous. These people, these advanced souls, do not use the hard weapons that we have. They don't need to. They have a third eye.
Yeah, I do. And I have a story about that as well. I interviewed Robert Salas, who was a nuclear missile commander. He was a military person at the nuclear site where the missiles were all shut down mysteriously. And they did not understand what could have happened. And the only explanation that they had was it was done through some sort of off-world craft. And, you know, there have been many warnings through various types of communication, including crop circles, to name one, and other communications that tell us that the benevolent beings who exist outside of the third dimensional Earth are only seeking to help us advance in our evolution.
And it is evidence that we're not alone. We know anybody that has had an angel appear in front of them, anybody that has had a guide speak with them telepathically and is not perhaps in our galaxy, does know what it means to be multidimensional. To be multidimensional is to be able to take your etheric body, which Debbie is now called the universal body, working with your etheric chakras, which are the chakras of the universal body, and to travel in time. For example, if you and I wanted to go shopping in London this afternoon, we could probably do it. We could probably do it. Or we could get up to Rio and see the Olympics, or we could go over to Japan and walk around Fushima to see how they're doing over there. This is coming. And also, I think that levitation and biolocation is coming as well.
Yeah, I have actually heard many stories about that. And you talk about the galactic beings. You know, it's been a little bit of a mystery to me, but I keep getting contacted by people who say they're from places like Arcturus or the Palladians or Sirion.
I do not believe that. I do not believe that at this time. I have reasons for what I'm saying. I think that we have Arcturians and perhaps people from Palladius and the Sirians. I mean, all you have to do is go to Egypt and sleep all night in the Great Pyramid, which I did in 1996, and you'll know that there are beings from other areas. But I do not believe we have them working the earth at this time, nor do I believe that any of them has inherited a human body. Number one, I think if they tried to, the human body would burn up. It couldn't tolerate it, which is why we have the new spiritual chakras, so that we can develop into that knowledge. But I do not believe that it is here yet. I think it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible that we might have some energy light waves or some sort of transference from the universe that's pulsing us with information, because there is a very huge number of people that are feeling, you know, different. I mean, they're feeling their bodies are different. They're, like you say, the chakra awakenings are happening. So there's these pulses that are coming through that are making us wonder too, like, have we had other experiences outside of this particular one here on Earth, perhaps on another planet? There's a lot of, like I said, we're in a situation where there's probably way more questions than there are answers.
Well, I think part of that answer is yes, we certainly have had past lives in other civilizations and other lifetimes. And some of these fabulous pointed and visual solar flares are important. Because I think that that energy that's coming from the solar flares is helping us to wake up. And I think it's helping us to realize that we have to start developing a different part of ourselves. You know, we only use, what, about 17% of our brain? There's so much more inside of us that we can use. And we're going to begin to awaken to not only the ancient civilizations, but the significance of this time in history. You know, Debbie, this time in history is very powerful, because on December 21st, 2012, our galaxy opened up to a new energy. It's called the double helix. And science has proven that the double helix does exist. And they are going to start getting new devices, new technology, and new ideas, and be able to apply it so that we can improve what we're doing now. Maybe we won't have guns anymore. Tell us about the fifth root race that Edgar Cayce talked about.
Cayce talked about the evolution of our species and referred to it in terms of a fifth root race. The fifth root race has an ability, like you say, to transcend the time-space continuum that we're currently limited to in the third dimension. They have a connection to their galactic heritage and a connection to each other in terms of a co-creativeness. So we, as a fifth root race, understand that we are all interconnected as a species, not just with the human bodies on this planet, but with all sentient life.
Absolutely. And, and did you know that that started in 1960? Actually, the Beatles were divinely chosen to come in here and bring us all of their wonderful, fabulous music, because they started to awaken our other parts of us, which is our DNA. Really, every human being has 12 strands of DNA. Just because science can't see it doesn't make it not true. And we have the indigo children, the rainbow children, the crystal children, and now our infants are called the far-seeing children. And I mentioned this in Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and I'm also going to be adding another chapter about the new far-seeing children. And they are going to begin to tell us about other places of inhabitants, which I think is just fabulous.
Yeah, so a friend of mine, Mary Rodwell from Australia, has spoken to a lot of the children on this planet right now that are awakened to their star origins and their... they have abilities that are beyond what we would consider normal.
Yes.
They even can communicate to each other in star languages, which we find very fascinating because how is it so that these children can do these things? I think we were first introduced to children who remember their past lives and finding that very fascinating. But then this actually takes it to, you know, another level.
Right. Well, of course, then there's a three-year-old who right here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where I live, said to his mother, "Did you know that I was your mother in a past life?" That's pretty neat.
Right, right. And you know, we talked about this also, Elizabeth, but many people have written about it as well. But the suspicion is that perhaps some of what we're seeing now in the high rate of autistic children and other labels that people have attached to these children is that they are having a frequency that's slightly different than the Earth at this time, and that there's some some disconnect between how they're experiencing this reality.
Well, part of what I'm going to be teaching in my seminar in New York City in November is something called the space between thought. And Buddha used to talk about the space between thought. That is going to become much more prominent, and I think we're going to be doing a lot more research with it. The space between thought, Deepak Chopra calls the gap, and I call it the quiet space. If you can get yourself quiet enough and meditative enough to get into that space, that's how you manifest. Remember, where thoughts flow, energy goes. So you can think something, set a condition that you're going to bring it to yourself, and it'll be in your aura field. It's very exciting. We also have a new level to the aura, the fourth level, and it's a golden amber, which is the color of the fifth dimension. And that's all a new energy, this double helix energy that we're going to start applying. But it's like a baby growing up. It takes time. We are not McDonald's. It takes time and it takes focus. And you do have to learn how to apply these energies, or you can burn yourself out.
One thing I'd like to mention is that a lot of what we see in the movies is indicative of what's happening, you know, on the planet. And the Interstellar movie was a great example of the fifth dimension that you're talking about.
I don't know that movie, but I'm sure it was. Who is Carol Rosen?
So Carol Rosen worked with Dr. Wernher von Braun, who came here to start the NASA program, and she has been on a lifelong crusade to create a treaty that will ban space-based weapons. And she continues to lobby and work towards the...
I have to laugh. It doesn't matter. I love Carol Rosen. I love what she's trying to do, but she doesn't realize that what she's doing doesn't matter. Space-based weapons are only going to inhibit Earth ego-centered humans because they cannot touch or harm an extraterrestrial being. They really can't. And that's been proven, and it's been proven not only by NASA, but it's been proven by our armed forces. And there's stories about that. But
yeah, and I totally agree with you, Elizabeth. I guess the idea is, and I'm not walking in Carol's shoes, you know, it's not my soul journey to necessarily to accomplish what she's here to accomplish. But in some ways, I relate to what she's doing because it does have an impact on the shift of humanity's consciousness. And in some ways, I mean, that's usually what we're all here to impact, somehow impact the shift in consciousness, even if it's just in our own consciousness. So for that, I would say she's, you know, her message is that we need to be a peaceful, sovereign civilization, that we need to take ownership of our planet. We need to become, you know, galactic citizens that we're proud of. And that would mean not being, you know, barbaric and not being not trying to dominate others through greed. So, you know, from that perspective, it's a consciousness shift.
Right. The consciousness shift is important, and we do need to embrace the world and all the other worlds as well. And what we need to do right now is take a station break. So we're going to have a station break, and then I'm going to be back with Debbie. And this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and my website is www.new-visions.com. So let's go to the break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking dates for October through the end of the year. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your weekly cosmic tip. I want you to think about opening your eighth chakra, which will open you up to your inner truth. Truth is something that can withstand the test of experience. A man should look for what is, not for what he thinks it should be. Albert Einstein. Without the core of truth, there can be no real justice, equality, success, progress, intelligence, security, peace, love, spirituality, or even our survival. Without truth, man is lost and is headed for certain disaster, perhaps in the near future. How can one open up and release their pain and move forward into the light of peace and happiness? Well, truth has a common denominator, to be assured. Truth is the only thing that can unite all human beings. It is what we all have in common and something that will always remain. There is only one sky for all of us. Everyone breathes. Everyone eats and drinks. Everyone needs sleep. Everyone has their personal rites of passage moments. Everyone drops the body and goes into transition. And the one who is walking as a dead man throughout life will find their life through their death. Therefore, the ultimate truth is universal truth. It's the same case for every human being everywhere. It is a part of how we exist and how we move within the oneness of the universe. Science has finally found the common DNA component that fills all forms of life. This has always been there and always will be. In this millennium, mankind is beginning to see this one big picture of life, living in oneness and living in truth. Believe me, the truth always comes out. When they say the truth will set you free, it's referring to a movement within the heart, within your aura, that sets you free from the burden of worry and shame. Only truth can stop wars, crime, hate, and vengeance to make the world the paradise that it can be. Believe it or not, 2 + 2 = 4. It does not equal anything else, although someone may try to tell you differently. That's the truth. There is my truth, there is your truth, and then there is the truth. Believing that 2 + 2 = 5, or maybe 6, doesn't make it true. There's always an infinite amount of perceptions and wrong answers, but there's only one true answer. Many of us have been bending the truth for some time. A child takes a test at school and fails. The teacher calls him in after class to go over the answers. As she shows the child each question's correct answer, the child's response is, "Oh, I knew that. Well, I was going to write that. Well, I really meant to say that." We all need to use our ability, our gift of logic, to unearth evidence and to know and realize the truth. To solve a problem or a crime, you always follow the evidence. And as you go along, you will find that sometimes the first evidence may not reveal the whole truth. However, mankind has progressed far enough along to know and understand the fundamentals of truth and how life works. After death, we continue on as a different form of life than in our Earth life. We know that there are other galaxies, there are other planets and solar systems that hold life such as ours. There are other universes that exist as well, and once we all accept this, it will transform our world and guide us to understand the unity and power of oneness even more. We believe it's wrong to kill another human being, for the most part. When a life leaves the Earth before a natural death occurs, it disturbs the tapestry of the universe. There is a rip in the cloth, a void, and it has to be mended. A newly learned truth passes through 3 stages. 1, ridicule. 2, it is violently opposed. And then 3, it becomes accepted as fact and self-evident. It is not what you hear or what you look at that matters. It is what you see and how you interpret it. How you take what you see inwardly and make decisions from inside you. It is your self-response, and herein lies the power of grace. Remember Melanie in Gone with the Wind? She truly chose to see only the good in life, the true center of the heart. When you view life like this, clearly and truly, it feels good and right. It brings you peace. It is what is known as a peak moment, a moment of clarity. These peak moments in life feel good because you gain a larger percentage of what each moment in life actually contains. You are filled with joy, love, and peace. Your mind and thoughts are gatekeepers of your life. Some universal truths only flicker in, however, because of the ego, and most times it does not. The new fifth dimension energies that arrived in 2012 are now removing those blocks to set up some new thinking patterns. Along with this comes new, healthier responses that will bring forth a new environment for the human race. Of course, this all takes time, evolution, and what comes with that is destruction before reconstruction. The hidden darkness must be brought to the light, revealed and released. How has your life been going since December 21st, 2012? I'm sure there has been some chaotic moments. At this time, your mind is blocking most of this new light that is coming forth for you. When the blocks are lifted and the mind no longer blocks this new light, then you can receive what is called fulfillment of life. True life without fear. Only blending balance, peace, and harmony. Now we have been given the gift of the 8th chakra, and it's time for us to work on opening all of these new spiritual chakras to benefit ourselves as well as mankind. Once you do, and once the 8th chakra begins to spin for you, at that time, you will be able to reflect all this beautiful higher dimension light back out into the world. Seeing the Great Sphinx in Egypt, the Empire State Building in New York, or the Eiffel Tower in Paris for the first time is usually a peak moment for people. That also goes for a magnificent mountain range in the Swiss Alps or the Red Rocks in Sedona, Arizona. Why does this experience make you feel so alive? Nothing really happens to you. Why don't these sights feel that way the second time you see them? You're seeing them the same as you did before. The reason is that your mind has already opened up to their energy, that powerful, special, first moment sight. The truth is that every moment in life is special and precious. As you adapt to these new energies, you can be completely open to all of life all the time. You have to see life. You have to taste life. You have to embrace life. To know from within the gift of truth that is inside your real self. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I want to thank Richard Shulman for the background music. It's called Higher Dimension. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to give you an awareness about my fall calendar because we have some wonderful opportunities for education and learning coming up. First of all, on Thursday night, September 29th, I begin my intuitive awareness classes, opening to your intuition and psychic sensitivity. These classes are 10 in length, and they happen on Thursday nights, and they happen in my home in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area. So if you're listening and you'd like to have information, the number is 215-996-0646. On October 1st and 2nd, 2016, I am giving a fall spiritual intensive. These are intensives that I've been giving four times a year for the past 30 years. They are designed to help you open your heart and to open up your fifth dimension energies, to open up your third eye and crown chakra to experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose. The time to begin is now. These workshops are based on seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul and the new spiritual chakras and how to work with them. The abundance charge for each day is $100 and both days is $180. For further information, you can go to the website new-visions.com and go under calendar of events. Everything is listed there for you. The third thing I'm doing is my first real spiritual chakras workshop. This is an introduction class as well as an experiential class. The weekend is October 8th and 9th, 2016 in Newtown, Pennsylvania. I am working at Solutions with Honey, and we are going to have a class. The Saturday class, October 8th, introduces you to the new spiritual chakras one by one. And the Sunday class, October 9th, is the meditation class. Through deep meditation, you will begin the journey and open your first spiritual chakra, the eighth chakra. This is very exciting, very thrilling, and very, very new. So we will all be working on them together. And it promises to be a heartwarming, growing, and wonderful spiritual experience. I will also be giving readings and lecturing at the Psychic Fair on the weekend of October 22nd and 23rd at the Firehouse in New Hope, Pennsylvania. And for further information, you can check my website. The next date that I have booked is Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. This is my twice-a-year fall psychic fair, and it's always done for charity. This is where we have the community come together. We have psychics from the New Jersey and Pennsylvania area. We have wonderful vendors, and we also have body workers, people that are working on your energy to help you feel terrific. You can create your own spa day with body work, having a reading, and hearing a lecture at your own convenience. Bring a friend. It's fun. We will have lectures every hour, and this particular fair benefits the Bucks County Veterans Services on the 5th, and the Breathing Room Foundation on the 6th. The Breathing Room Foundation is an organization helping to support families that have children with cancer. It's a wonderful, wonderful charity. So So that's it for now. I hope that you will think about having these workshops. Again, you can go to the website, new-visions.com, or you can give me a call on the 24-hour answering service, and that is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with next week's guest on Let's Find Out. Next week, September 11th, I have a very special guest. His name is Dick Summer. Now, Dick Summer is a storyteller. It was stated in the New York Daily News that Dick Summer has one of America's most comfortable and familiar voices. He was a top radio personality on the NBC radio network in New York and in Boston. Dick is now heard every day on national radio and television commercials. He is also a pilot, a poet, and a hypnotist. He created Quiet Decisions in New York City, which is where I met him in the 1980s, where he used hypnosis to help people heal. And he has 5 highly successful Loving Touch books that were published by Random House and Bantam Books. His current bestseller is Staying Healthy, Happy, and Hot. This author, Dick Summer, is a rock and roll Hall of Fame personality. He shows how he can avoid letting all the candles on his birthday cake set off the everyday sprinkler system that can put out the fire in our life. I am thrilled and excited to have Dick as my guest next week, Sunday night, September 11th, on Let's Find Out, 9 o'clock Eastern and 6 o'clock Pacific. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with Let's Find Out. And I want to thank Frank, the chairman of the board, for the song that I could not resist playing tonight, Fly Me to the Moon and Let Me Dwell Among the Stars. My guest tonight is Debbie West. And Debbie, what do you think about Frank singing Fly Me to the Moon?
I love it. I love it.
How do we discover what our Earth assignment is?
Well, my co-host on the radio show that I've done for 3 years, his name is Michael Hathaway. He lives in New Hampshire, Conway area, and he introduced me first to the concept of, you know, that what Casey talked about, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And he talks a lot about how we can identify in our own soul journey what our personal mission is here during our time of evolution. So a lot of people get caught up in the worldview or the galactic view, when in fact, it's an inward journey and finding your own assignment, your own unique reason for incarnation is a quest that a lot of us are on. And one way, I think, to find that out is what you said earlier, which is to do meditation and find you know, some spiritual guide that can help you to find that path for yourself.
Absolutely. And it's in the gap. It's in your quiet space. All you need to do is to sit down, get yourself into that meditation, and then ask the question, what am I here for? And how can I achieve that? And you will get the answer. You usually get the answer right away. If you don't, you'll get it within 48 to 72 hours. And the other thing is that we have left to us from many religions, and I being brought up a Christian, know that the Lord talked in the Beatitudes about how we are left with gifts. He was leaving us with gifts, the gift of sight, the gift of healing, the gift of understanding, the gift of teleportation. All of these things can be actualized within us. We just don't know how yet, but we will. We will. And the most exciting question I have to ask you is, what is the new truth chakra? Oh, that's so funny. I love it.
Well, in 2012, I wrote an article, which I found at the time to be quite fascinating. I interviewed Dr. Pettit, who was a Texas A&M professor. I think he's retired now, but he was an electrical engineer professor. And he talked about something called this new chakra in the human body and the ascension process that we could go through to become a light body. He described it going from a carbon base to a silicon base. And he had written a book about it. So I interviewed him and a couple of other people at the time. There's many more now like yourself that are writing about this in great detail. And in fact, your book was out even when I was doing that interview. But I guess came up with this term truth chakra because it gives us the ability to discern for ourselves what our truth is. And because I don't think that my reality necessarily has to collide with everybody else's reality. I think we're each having our own experience and we're having some side of a group experience. We're co-creators of this new planet, but individually my reality can remain its own. And a lot of people that talk about consciousness say that. So the truth chakra allows you each individually to come up with what is your truth, what is your center, what grounds you, what helps you to achieve your own personal path towards soul growth and evolution. So that's sort of the eighth chakra, right?
Kind of. You've heard the quote, "In my house are many mansions." I believe there was a Casey book written about that.
Right, right.
And when you die, you go to your soul pod, where you came from, your pod, and you take back your new knowledge that you have lived on this earth and gained over your lifetime span. And you share that with your group in the soul pod. The growth of the soul, the important thing of the soul, is to try to transcend your pod and go to a different pod, which we call self-realization, and grow to a greater width of love and a greater ability for consciousness and sharing and unity, which of course brings us to the law of one. Science has just found out that each and every human thing, tree, plant, bird, human, has a part of their composite, their little corpuscles and all of that, that's the same. It's the same in every living thing. Therefore, scientifically, we are all one, because we each have that little particle in us. And we may not know yet how that affects everything. But you've heard of the tapestry of life?
Mm-hmm.
The tapestry of life follows the law of we shall not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Because when somebody leaves the planet before their time, it leaves a hole in the tapestry, and that has to be repaired. That's part of what we had tonight on the cosmic tip, I wrote about truth, and I wrote about what it was, and I will be also blogging that tomorrow on BBS Radio so that you can read it. And our meditation tonight is called Opening to the Truth. So I wrote it this afternoon, and I do hope that as you do this meditation, you will be able to begin to open your eighth chakra and some of the other chakras. We have 12. And it's in all spelled out absolutely in detail in two books I wrote. One is the Ascension Workbook, and the other one is the New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them. So it is time for us to close, and it's been wonderful having you here, Debbie. Tell us how they can reach you.
My radio show is called Lost Knowledge, and it airs on Saturdays at 2 o'clock on Revolution Radio. And I have a website that's under Lost Knowledge also. So I also want to mention my new site, which has been up for a year, and it's going along really well. It's called Texas Space News, and it's following the commercialization of space here in Texas and across the world.
And what are the two web addresses, please?
Revolution Radio is that word with Lost Knowledge. And then the Texas Space News is just texasspacenews.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I would love to have you on again, because I do think that we are going to be finding out more information, and maybe you can have the assignment to bring it to Let's Find Out. That would be great.
Well, I would love to. I would love to do that, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now we're going to be going into our wonderful meditation, Opening to the Truth. And don't forget to listen next week when we have Dick Summer come on, and he will be talking about comfort and the person within us, the little person inside of us that can hold us and caress us and love us, and we can learn how to communicate with that to bring us peace. Okay, take a deep breath, sit with both feet flat on the floor, and it's time for the meditation. Again, Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Good night. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation moment. Please sit in a comfortable chair, or you can lay down, as long as your spine is straight and both feet are flat on the floor if sitting, and legs always uncrossed so that your spine will remain straight. Gently allow yourself to open up to that vital part of you, the heart center, and your blessed higher self. Close your eyes and focus into the area directly above your crown chakra, the eighth chakra, which sparkles with a clear crystal light. Begin to sense the eighth chakra spinning, and as it does, the clear light starts becoming an amber glow. Feel this amber glow coming down and penetrating your crown chakra as it begins to fill your entire being with this amber light. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Notice how this light energy is being drawn in from the new fourth level of your aura. Allow this light to fill your being on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Now, ask your blessed higher self, your soul self, a question. This is how we receive our answers from spirit, as well as how we manifest. What is my truth? Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Notice your gap between two thoughts, your quiet space. This is where you will receive your answer. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Okay, ask another question. what is my desire? Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And then ask another question. How can I fulfill my desire? Again, notice your quiet space from where your answer will be returned. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Now, you can set a condition. That's making a positive statement of something you desire, something you wish to manifest. That way, you are making a statement. You are not asking a question. And this makes your affirmation stronger. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Get ready to ask another question. But first, set a condition. Spirit, please lead me forward to my truth. Do I need to lose weight? Spirit, please open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to stop smoking? Spirit, please open the energies to actualize that. I need employment that brings me happiness and uses my talents. Spirit, please open the energies to actualize that. I need new housing that I can afford. Spirit, please open up the energies to actualize that. I need more income. Spirit, please open up the energies to actualize that. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Spirit, what can I do to be more helpful, loving, and supportive of others? Please open up the energies to actualize that. Here's my favorite. Spirit, please allow me to ascend upward and achieve my full potential. Please open up the energies to actualize that. Show me the way. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Spirit, may I lean on your inner revelations as I take this time to dwell in your presence. I learn, embrace, and accept the truth. I learn, accept, and walk your truth. It is my truth, but it is thy light. I know that it's time for all of us to acknowledge and state our truth and put them into action through the power of the soul. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. May life open all the doors that have previously been closed to me, lifetime after lifetime. As I stand in the center of the golden triad, I am one with the golden light of truth. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you.